Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Amma ba'd. An Sufyan ibn Abdullah Thaqafi radiyallahu anhu. Upon the authority of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, may Allah be pleased with him, qal, who said, Qultu ya Rasulallah, I said, O Messenger of Allah, Qulli fil Islami qawlan la as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. Tell me of a statement about Islam that I will not ask anyone after you regarding it. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Qul, say, Amantu billah, I have iman in Allah, thumma istaqim, and then be firm and upright. This hadith, which has been collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, in it, a companion by the name of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of something in Islam that is clear, easy to understand, and it's comprehensive. La as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. And it's so easy for me to understand that I don't need to ask anybody regarding it after me, or after you, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this companion, Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he wanted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give him some advice which will benefit him in this life and the hereafter. And it is easy and concise and yet important and comprehensive. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I have iman in Allah, and then be firm upon that iman. Be upright upon that iman. And this hadith shows us that from having iman in Allah is being firm upon that iman. Meaning, iman in Allah is not merely saying, I believe in Allah. Rather, you have to then be firm upon that iman and upright upon that iman. And that is by doing the actions which are required from your iman. And this is an important matter. Many Muslims nowadays, they make a mistake. They think that iman is just belief in the heart. It doesn't matter whether I pray salah or do not pray salah. It doesn't matter whether I take riba or I do not take riba. It does not matter whether I wear hijab or I do not wear hijab. Why? Because I believe. My iman is in my heart. Nobody can judge me except Allah. It's in my heart. And this is incorrect, because in Islam, iman is not just faith in the heart. Rather, iman is belief and its statements and its actions. So your actions are from your iman. The stronger your actions are, the stronger your iman. And the weaker your actions, the weaker your iman. So actions are part of your iman. And this is why when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised this man Sufyan, he didn't say to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say I have iman in Allah. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say I have iman in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, then be firm upon that iman. Do the actions of that iman. Be upright upon that iman. And in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the salah, when he spoke about the qibla changing, the qibla changed from Jerusalem and it changed towards the Kaaba. The Muslims who had been praying for 10, 13, 15 years facing Jerusalem in Al-Madinah, they were thinking, what's going to happen to our salah? Because for the past many years, we've been facing Jerusalem. So what's going to happen to our salah? And Allah ensured them that, do not worry, your salah will not be wasted. Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. He said, Allah will not allow your iman to be wasted. And what was Allah speaking about? The salah. Wasn't talking about the tawheed, he was talking about as-salah. So this ayah shows that iman is not just something which is in the heart, but your salah is also your iman, and your actions are also your iman. And so the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say I have iman in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. But then you have to be upright upon that iman and firm upon that iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq and He bestows upon us iman. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.